We're discussing the most famous celebrities you've ever met and, you know, maybe how you reacted. Was it strange? And we have some other strange celebrity encounters. Let's go to Lee. Lee, tell us about the most famous person you've ever met and how did you act?
Hey, how's it going?
Under the table.
It's a couple of them. Yeah, it's under the table, Lee, here.
What up?
It's two that stands out. One is Janet Jackson. One is LL Cool J.
Wow.
And I saw one of them naked.
What?
Oh, I'm guessing.
I hope it was Janet Jackson.
And yes, it was. It was Janet Jackson. This is how it happened. I'll try to run it down real quick. I used to own a limousine service, and while I was driving some guests during a limousine trip, I was able to have exclusive entry through the back of the Coliseum. And when I was there at the Coliseum, I kind of wasn't supposed to be back there. I dipped through as if I walked in as one of the starting artists. Mm. I was dressed in all black. I walked in, ended up at backstage. And while I was backstage, I stood and had my camera ready and realized that all these people are going to bum rush me if I take a picture. Lo and behold, come running back, changing while she was coming off stage with Janet Jackson. She was tearing her clothes off on a wardrobe change, changed real quick. She went into this tent. I saw all of that.
Wow.
And I literally almost ran into her, and somebody kind of shoved me to the side because they didn't know I wasn't supposed to be back there because I had exclusive privileges.
Yes.
So that was it. I officially did not meet her, but I did get to see her. You know what I mean?
And what did you think of what you saw?
Oh, man, it was nice.
No, she's beautiful.
But come on, she's Janet, but, you know, I don't want to go too far with that. You know, I'm a church boy.
That's right.
You keep up inside in your head. I got you.
But as for LL Cool J, one thing I can say about him, he's very humble. I actually had the privilege of carrying him, his small entourage, carried him to Four Seasons Mall for a signing. And LL Cool J, even during a time like now, he's still so humble and he gives all praise to God. And he just always, when he was walking through the mall, people were just around him asking for autographs and doing this. He said, "Man, I can't believe it. They still feeling me, licking his lips and everything."
He does lick those lips.
I said, "Man, dude, you LL." He was like, "Yeah, but it's amazing, man. All these years, they still feeling me.
I like that, boy. Yeah, I like that he's grateful.
Yeah.
And he was so grateful.
I like that. My Avon Eli's mom, her dad was a DJ here locally, and he was actually very popular at the time in the 70s. And LL Cool J came in. That's how long he's been popular, obviously. In the 80s, came in, and Heather was a newborn.
Oh, that's
and there's
right.
a picture of Heather, LL Cool J holding Heather when she was like 3 months old.
Oh my gosh,
pretty
awesome.
Cool, right?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
But you didn't see LL Cool J naked? Shame.
No, man.
Shame.
Oh, no. Nah, I wouldn't want to see that.
Maybe Lee, next time, though.
Lee, don't lie. Yeah. It's fine. All right,
who wouldn't? You know? If you got to say, if your claim to fame was that you got to see LL Cool J naked, yeah. I take it.
Yeah. I was in a sauna with him.
Yes.
And a nudist.
That would be your story.
Yeah. A Korean spa.
Yeah.
Lynn pick up his ding dong on the ground.
I stepped on
Mine
it.
Mine was a mushroom.
Yeah. I stepped on his wiener. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, who's the most famous person you've ever met, and how did you act?
So me and my family, we were on vacation in Beaufort, North Carolina, and we went to the Maritime Museum, and I saw John Krasinski and his wife and little girl at the museum.
Wow.
They were very incognito, and the Quiet Place just came out, so that's how I recognized them. And I remember my daughter was 2 at the time, and she was like born in 2016, but I was like kind of a deer in a headlights. Like, I didn't want to approach them. I was like terrified to break their peace. And I was just like, I don't want to bother them on vacation. But sure enough, apparently his wife used to, I don't know if it's there anymore, but apparently they had a restaurant there in Beaufort and they would vacation there.
Really?
So I guess that's where
Emily Blunt. Uh-huh. Emily Blunt, yeah.
And I bet
Mary Poppins.
He was very, very easy to detect because he's so tall.
Yeah.
He is very tall. And he had like the hat and sunglasses thing going on. So I was just like, oh, they're here on a little family vacation. That's so sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. Jim from The Office. Yeah, Quiet Place. Huge career. Jack Ryan on Amazon.
He's done a million. I wonder, and Emily Blunt, I mean, with Devil Wears Prada.
And Mary Poppins, the reboot.
By the way, unpopular opinion, Devil Wears Prada 2, I give it 0 out of 5 stars.
Me too.
Wow, is that bad?
I do too.
Couldn't stand it.
Wow.
Yep.
Could not stand it.
I didn't hear any good buzz after it came out. The red carpet heavily promoted, was, yes. But yeah,
well, same here.
A plus,
we agree on
yeah,
you
we
watched
do.
It, Jason?
No.
Well, then how do you know?
Because I know a movie like that.
Oh. I figured Carol might have like looped you into.
Maybe Carol likes
yeah,
that. I don't know.
The obviously Devil Wears Prada, the original is 1,000 out of 10. Mm. But the sequel, we stopped watching. I mean, we had like 10 minutes left, and I was like, enough.
You didn't finish it.
Nope.
Ten minutes left. Bad. That's when you know it's bad. And you it like the first one was awesome, right?
The exact same story, just all of them older. It none of it was
money grab.
Yeah,
and then. One last call real quick. Cassia, who's the most famous person you've met and how did you act?
I met House of Pain.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So after I graduated from college, I backpacked across Spain and we went to Switzerland beforehand. We were in this little Airbnb and me and my friend were sitting at a table and these two guys walked up and they were like, hey, you want to play spades? They're like, sure.
Wow, so, oh my gosh.
We sat down, played spades with them for a couple hours. And then another friend that was with us was like, I think these dudes are famous. And I was like, seriously? You think? And then we figured out that they were House of Pain. And then later that night, they did a surprise concert in the basement of the Airbnb in we were right there with them while they were doing their concert.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's so
any,
cool.
Yeah.
Any,
it was really, really cool.
Any hooking up?
No.
Okay. I mean, I
no,
don't know
we
was...
were supposed to, the next day we did a canyoning. I don't know if y'all have ever been canyoning.
Of
but
course.
Lord,
you know,
Jared
that's all I do.
He doesn't even know what a canyon is.
You say cannonballing? What'd you say?
Canning.
No, I do canning.
No, it's literally where a river carves out a canyon in the mountainside and you traverse down that. And we had to go to bed after the concert, but it was so
that's
surreal
so cool.
And really, really cool. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
God, those impromptu moments, you know, you just
right.
never know.
You never know. All right, real quick, some things that celebrity encounters that they're talking about that were weird. Dolly Parton.
Where was she?
Somebody left a baby named Jolene on her doorstep.
Okay.
With a note asking Dolly to take care of her. Obviously, Dolly turned the baby over to Child Services. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers received a baby shark preserved in some sort of tube from a fan.
Why?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's weird. Aubrey Plaza, this is funny, says a lot of fans have asked her to hit or slap them, and she doesn't know why. Because maybe she comes across as stern? I don't know.
Maybe. And one of her characters has done it over the years?
Maybe. I don't know. From Parks and Rec, she doesn't hit
Mm-mm.
people.
And she doesn't in White Lotus.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's interesting.
And then one last one real quick. Harry Potter star Rupert Grint, who plays Ron, the redhead
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
was invited to hang out with a bunch of drag queens, and he accepted. And they dressed him up in drag, and they all went out for bagels at 4
gosh.
In the morning.
That would be a fun time.
Yeah. He's just like, all right, let's do it.
Sure.
All right, very cool.